I just stop talking when we're supposed to be talking. That's like my life. We're live. Oh, never mind.
And we're live. Oh, so forget we're going to be quiet.
Oh, forget it. I don't want to say it anymore.
Everybody's talking a lot of trash. That's for sure. What's up, everybody? I think we're good. I think we're good for the new year. Let us know if you're watching this on YouTube. And by the way, welcome to Uncensored. I don't know what episode it is. We're dropping the episode numbers.
We haven't done YouTube Uncensored in a long time because of technical difficulties, huh?
We did one at the very end of the year, but it was like that was even like janky. So I think we should be fixed. Let us know.
Yeah, hopefully that works.
Let us know. Good to hear you. Good to see you. Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. If you've never experienced one of these before, we should probably give you a fair warning of how this works, Jess.
Uncensored is like the close friends feature on Instagram stories. And if you don't use your Instagram story a lot, or if you don't watch people's Instagram stories a lot, it's just kind of like there's this option where you have a select group of people that can see everything and that you want to kind of show everything to. And that's kind of like what Uncensored is for us.
Isabel, Tina, do we sound okay today? Sorry, yeah. I know this is super janky. Most people have like, you know, super technical people that would have tested this before. But
is there an echo?
Are we echoing? Can you hear everyone? Charlotte, am I
coming in clear?
Hello, hello.
Does it sound okay?
Test one, test two, test one.
What movie is that from? Am I coming in clear?
Do we look good? Do we sound good?
I
think we're good. Anyway, you can watch the show live on YouTube. I think now, hopefully, everything's good to go. Just search out Kramer and Jess, or you can always go to KramerandJess.com and do it on there. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
How was the holidays?
It was good. Garage Boy and I went home for 10 days. And the reason why we wanted to go home that long is like, technically, we had not been home like fully since we got engaged of December 2022. Like the year and a half leading up to the engagement, we didn't travel that much. We went back home once the year before for like a bridal shower / seeing our venue for the first time. But otherwise, we really hadn't been home. So we just wanted to like go there and spend time with everybody. And it was awesome. It was just like, it was just all I wanted to do was just chill on the couch and like drink hot chocolate and watch Christmas movies with my mom.
Yeah.
And I got to do that. It's and it was best. Perfect. It's Isn't like it what funny? I needed. I needed to be a potato with my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. I love that for you.
Like, I needed that.
I'm a 41-year-old man, but like when I go home, it's almost like I have zero life skills. Like I don't even know. I'm like laundry. I don't even know how. I think I forgot that, mom. Well, you. It's like I don't cooking. How do I cook? I don't even remember how to cook. I'm so lazy and terrible at life the second I walk through that door. And I think it's because my body knows she's going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to do all that shit for me. So I'm almost embarrassed, mm-hmm. by the way. Do you act the same way? Like, do you revert to like being almost a child when you go home, even though you're a 31-year-old woman?
No, but what I do, no, can't relate. However, in the beginning of our trip, there were people that we needed to see, and I made sure I got obviously I wanted to see everyone, but it is a lot. It's a lot trying to cram all of your family and friends in 10 days when you live across the country and only see them, you know, maybe like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So I made it a point to do that at the beginning of the trip because I knew after a certain point, I did not want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay inside with my parents' dogs in my pajamas, like, and just be freaking cozy. And my mom, like, that's where my mom and I, you know how I told you how, like, in the mornings I wake up on the weekends and, like, don't want to speak. I just, like, want to sit down and have a cup of coffee. I get it from my mom. And so both of us are like this. So we wake up, we're like, hey, girl. We just sit in silence and we're just, like, drinking our coffees and we're just vibing.
Yeah.
And it was just what my soul needed. Yeah.
I think that's like the perfect holidays. I'm so tired of these like running around, seeing everybody holidays. I pretty much requested the same thing. I was like, I love my family, but I don't want to go see like second fucking cousins this year. I just don't want to do it. Like if I can't tell you like three fun facts about these people, I don't care enough about the scene. I don't. Literally, we left a lot of people in the dirt this year, or in the dust, because I just don't care enough.
I think you have every right to make that decision. I feel like we are very like intentional with our time this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? Thankfully, everyone comes to our house. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad has always been so wonderful. But we do that though. Like, we party all night. Like, we're singing, we're dancing. You know what I mean? My dad has always been so fun about that. And like, he's kind of carried on that tradition from my papa of just like having everybody over, you know? And so that's kind of cool. It's easier for us to have everyone there.
Sure.
I will say it was really cool being with Garage Boys family married for the first time.
Oh.
So the last time.
What was the difference?
It was just like, I mean, because they've always been so welcoming already. But what I love about both of us having a huge family is like, he has that too. But walking in, it felt like they were so nice to me. They were very kind to me when I met them. But when we got into his uncle's house this year, it just felt like this different type of love and like happiness to see us together.
That's cute.
And like all the kids hugged me. You know what I'm like? You don't need to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like,
it's like it's real now.
Everyone was just so happy to see us together.
Yeah.
And like, we did karaoke together. And like, obviously I'm outgoing, but I just felt more comfortable around them. And so I just enjoyed like being with them, and we had such a fun time, and I loved that.
Freaking
what
love
did
it.
You sing for karaoke?
I sang
No
Air.
Oh, really?
It was a crowd pleaser.
Wait, No Air.
No Air, Chris Brown, Jordan Sparks.
Did you do both?
I did both, and I did all of the ad-libs. I fucking crushed it.
Dude, I wish I had it pulled up right now.
They loved it.
I could probably pull it up.
I did
Hang on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You had to be there. I did No Air.
Got me out here in the water, so
but I did it with his family. Like, all of us had mics. We did that. What else did we do? Oh, I did Superstar by Usher with his cousin's girlfriend. Like, it was just so fun. It was cool.
I can't really play music on the podcast.
Yeah, and I couldn't even hear it.
Isn't that funny too? Like, has anybody ever done, maybe the answer is yes. How intoxicated 1 to 10 were you at that point?
I was sober.
Were you sober?
I didn't drink at all.
Do people do sober karaoke? Because I feel like karaoke is the only time I've ever done karaoke would have to be like 4 drinks or more. Then it seems like a genius idea. So wait, you were completely sober.
Yeah.
At Garage Boys family's house.
High on love.
You were like, hey, I want to sing the 2012 classic.
It was so good.
It's funny that you feel like you have to do it intoxicated because you were literally a theater cut.
I'm not doing that. I'm not singing in front of my
exactly. Partners. That's it. They're like, who wants to sing? I was like, I will.
Me. They probably didn't even offer. Just like, I brought my karaoke machine. Who wants to hear No Air? They're like, nah, we're good.
It was fun.
That's funny. Holidays for me were cool and also like not cool in a sense. It was cool because Dan, my buddy, and I, we went to the Virgin Islands, which is beautiful. It was warm. It was sunny. It was very bromantic. It was a perfect trip. It really was like the perfect trip. Dan just got married. And
wait, did you guys do activities?
Yeah, we hiked. We didn't like do like a catamaran or anything, but like hiked beach, you know, just
kicked it.
Mm-hmm. We snorkeled.
Mm-hmm. Is the water like super clear?
Clear.
Ugh,
beautiful.
Love that.
Bro, it was
gorgeous.
Like 80 degrees.
Love.
It rained, but like it rained for like 10 minutes at a time, and it was just mwah, beautiful. Literally no issues. But so Dan got married literally like 2 weeks before we went, but we planned this trip before he actually got engaged. He's getting deployed, and so we consider this to be his honeymoon. So I was milking the shit out of that, bro. I was like, yo, he's on his honeymoon, so we need to hook up for this, we need to hook up for that. It was weird, but yeah, he basically took his honeymoon with me because they didn't go on a honeymoon. Like he got married and then we went on a trip together. It's weird. We have a very odd relationship.
Wait, hold on. But yes. What about his wife?
Was not there. Him and I, he got married, and then him and I went on the honeymoon together. Yes.
Was that like his goodbye to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't say that.
No.
Bro, don't say that. I've been around a lot longer.
Yo, the fact...
I've been around a lot longer.
We'll move on. No, go on.
I've been around a lot longer than she has.
He's getting territory.
Yo. Yeah, we'll move on. How else was your
So that part was fun. I'm going to be honest, though. Like, Christmas itself was, like, a little... And I can talk about this a little bit more over here, more than Mama's Boy, but it was a little low-key sad this year. My dad's not feeling well right now. Like, he's just... I don't know, man. He's just not doing great. So... He just wasn't in his typical like thing. My brother's going through some stuff too. So like, and my sister wasn't there with the babies. So like, it was just me, my mom, my brother, and my dad. So 50% of people like weren't doing great. And then my mom and I, it was just us. So it was kind of like, I don't want to say the energy was just low, but the energy was kind of low this year.
It's like off.
It was just off. The vibes were like a little bit. It was fine because it was like super chill. But it was like a smidge on like the sad side. I don't know. It just felt like a little on the sad side.
Yeah.
But it was still good. Everything's good. It was good to see him. It was good to spend. I was there for 4 days. It was good to go and it was good to leave. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Did you feel that way? Do you ever feel like it's also good to leave though? Or are you still at the point where you're like, I get so sad when I have to go?
Yes and no. Like no, because that's where my heart is, you know? Yeah. So no. But yes, just because there are things that we have to deal with when we're there. And I wish that that wasn't a part of the trip, but unfortunately that is. So same thing. Like there's just certain like family shit that we kind of have to get into and deal with when we're home. And, and that part is really, really hard. So I feel that fully on both ends.
It's just family stuff, man. It's like your family's just your family. It's like, yo, and I think what happens, at least with me, is like you... Like, I have this idea, right, of, like, in my head, it's like a Hallmark movie, right? It's like, I show up with, like, a nice sweater on and some khakis, and I have, like, presents under my arms, and I ring my parents' doorbell, and it's snowing outside. I'm like, I'm home for the holidays, and we all embrace each other, and there's a puppy with a bow on its neck.
Are you making this up? You hate the snow. You hate buying gifts. You complain about purchasing gifts. What are you talking about?
Like, in my head, that's like exactly how it's going to go. You know what I mean?
Those are like, all the things you hate. You don't like it when people touch
right
you.
I know. Yeah,
like, what? That's like exactly what like the holidays are going to be like. But then, like, I get home and they're like, "Hey, it's late. Like, why was your plane late? Like, shut the door. The heat's fine. Don't touch the heat. Don't flush the toilet. It's too late." It's like, oh god, I forgot. Like,
this is
real family shit. I forgot. So four, like I said, 4 days is like, mwah, chef's kiss. Perfect. Good to see you guys. And I'm very excited to get back to my own space.
Your space.
My space and like just doing things myself. So
yeah.
Hopefully, Charlotte, your break was all right. There's Charlotte, everybody. Thanks so much. All right.
I don't really have much
Stone
to
part
say.
Two.
I'm sorry.
What's happening? What? How is that?
No, my mic's being weird.
Oh wait, do you have an echo?
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong?
She has an echo.
Why do you have an echo?
It's I don't know.
Why are you yelling?
Because she has...
I don't know.
No. Because she has an echo. That's how it sounds. Crap.
It's like very confusing.
Oh, no.
Like so it sounds like I'm echo? Drunk and slurring.
No.
Why do you have an echo? Do you have an echo, Jess?
No.
Do we have an echo on YouTube?
Oh, wait. It's so you, when you speak, it's like slowing you down?
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Yeah. Your
like
voice...
Like I hear an echo.
Are you listening to the computer?
Wait.
Don't listen to the computer. Listen to the board.
Wait, does that work?
And then turn your speaker all the way down. Turn that speaker down.
Oh, that's where she's listening.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's why it worked better last time.
There you are. Now you sound normal.
Okay.
Now you sound normal.
Okay, so my break.
Yeah, so how was your break?
No, it was very good. Let's see. I did Christmas.
Charlotte was watching the YouTube show. She was 40
like,
seconds behind.
I was trying to
She
like,
was like,
not
oh, that's how your family was at your house? That's oh, the puppy with the bow. That's funny. Yeah, Charlotte, the question was in real time. My God.
I thought I was handling it so well.
Charlotte's new, so like we have to remember. We have to like kind of catch her up. But yes, we're in
how
real time.
How are your holidays?
How were your holidays, Charlotte?
It was good. I got to spend a lot of time with my family, which was really nice.
Nice.
My aunt visited for a bit. It was good. I got like a little tummy bug at one point, so I had to miss one of our family things, which I was bummed about.
No.
But they brought me home a plate of pierogies.
Okay. So okay.
That's
pierogies.
What matters.
Okay.
Let's see. Got a little too drunk one night and ended up lost in a shipyard, but that's a whole other thing.
Oh my God.
Otherwise it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlotte's having just, you'll be, and we can all relate to this. Charlotte's 28.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's
going
she's
through.
She's going through those days.
She's going through. And
those,
that's fine.
Those
and
late 20s days.
And you will make it through.
Where like, you get so drunk and you just do, make some really bad. I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? Bad.
Poor choices.
Bad choices.
I can say it.
Drunk until like you just can't do it anymore.
Well, it's funny too, because I was like, I've always been like the mom friend when drunk, who's like the one
taking care of everybody.
Yeah. So like, it was very out of character for me to like
lose it,
be the drunk runner off person.
But you've been going through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But now you're like divorce mom.
But now I'm having like,
don't say that, that's mean.
Wait, what?
Now you're like the divorce mom.
Don't say that.
Wildin'.
Oh my God,
wildin' out.
But yeah, so we're doing damp January over here.
Oh, that's good. What is damp
is
January?
Damp like low-key drinking?
It's like
not dry, but just damp.
We're trying.
So dry January is you don't drink.
Yeah, damp
my
is what?
Friends introduced me to the concept of damp January, where you, I think it's like you can have like one on the weekends or something. I don't know,
that's fine.
My whole thought process
that's
was
fine.
That like at least when I try to diet, like if I am like, you hardcore can't have this specific food, that just makes me want it more.
That's true.
Okay,
so at
yeah.
least that's my like. Okay.
You're in moderation right now. That's fine.
But it's been working well for me. Like I haven't really had the urge. So it's been cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Two people on this show have been texting with their ex. But only one of them are going to talk about it after the break, okay?
Cool.
The answer is it's not me, obviously.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh no, I'm telling you right now, as the married one on the show, it is not me. And that needs to be said right here and right
just
now.
Just would never.
So I would never.
I want to make something clear. And what we can tell you guys, because I know there's some like radio stuff that like you may, you wouldn't understand. There's no, there'd be no reason for you to understand like how some of this stuff works, but just... we'll explain behind the scenes how this works. So there's some things that we share in different
time
areas, right? So like the Uncensored podcast, like there are definitely stories I'll save for here. If it's like something sexual, we'll definitely save it for here. If it's something that's like a little more personal, we'll save it for here. If it's like, there's some things obviously I'll save for Mama's Boy. There's some things that are clearly just for the radio show that can go to the Uncensored podcast. And then there are some stories that are literally just radio exclusive stories, which...
Oh, well, yeah.
Which
you just have to be there. And if you're not there, you will never have the ability to listen to it because it can't be heard anywhere else.
You'll never hear those stories on a podcast.
Ever again.
Ever. Like those
or
stories.
Repeated.
Those stories go out into the airwaves and they're never heard ever again.
Like it's like the close friend story, but like you delete it after like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly,
like
exactly.
It's
Instagram Live, you don't save.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly what it is. So,
that's true.
I've got so many of those stories coming up because I there's a lot of things that we need to talk about that I never, ever, ever want to be able to be called on, and they're so interesting. It's been an interesting couple of weeks.
Problematic?
Would be problematic to yeah.
It's giving
yeah.
problematic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would definitely be problematic. Yeah.
Messy.
It, life's been a little weird.
You're being messy.
It's life's getting a little messy again for me, and it hasn't. I mean, I've been.
Love it. You're thriving. I can see it in your eyes.
Well, here's the deal.
He loves it.
I think 2024 was so much based on like my health and everything.
Right.
That now that I'm trying to be normal again, like shit's
you're like,
getting
this
shit's
is
getting
your,
weird.
But this is your normal.
Shit's getting weird.
That is your
y'all
normal,
forgot
though.
My shit
messy
always gets weird.
Is normal.
So what? All I can recommend is if y'all, we got about 2 good weeks of like oh, wow, there's a lot going on over here.
And it won't be on the podcast.
You'll never
anywhere.
Hear it on the on-demand show, unfortunately. But I think you understand that we got to have some boundaries here. We want to share, but we just never want these people to be like, hey, did you say it? We'll be like, no, I never said that. I never said that. And they have no proof of that it ever happened. So today, though, Charlotte is going to talk to us. About.
He said, I don't want consequences. So here's Charlotte.
Charlotte's still young in this game and hasn't been burned. Hasn't been super burned yet.
But we asked Charlotte.
No, no, no. It was consensual. Yeah. Well, here's consensual.
Always.
Charlotte.
It's really a question. It's really a question. And it's really a discussion piece that we're just going to base on a slice of life from Charlotte, which is like, what are you supposed to do when your ex texts you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you supposed to do with that? Like, and because I guarantee you, 100% of us, or at least a lot of us, have been in a situation when your ex tries to get back in touch with you. Mm-hmm. And
everyone handles it very differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so context. Me and my boyfriend he broke up with me on, I want to say it was like November 1st. It was like, it's the first of the month. Wake up, girl.
New month, new me.
Yeah, literally. It was like, I don't know, it was like multiple bad things happened to me like right in a row. I was just getting hit by the universe. But I was like very blindsided. So me and my boyfriend were long distance and it was on like a FaceTime call. And I just kind of like shut down. But then he like wouldn't really explain to me why he was breaking up with me
mm-hmm.
for like 2 months straight. And I'm like a very like anxious attachment girly where I'm like, I want to talk it out. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's very like
anytime
anxious avoidant.
Right.
So that was always hard for us. But yeah, so he texted me finally on my birthday.
Of course he did.
On New Year's Eve to say happy birthday, which was nice, which was very nice.
So wait, you had no contact from when? When's the last time before?
Let's see, I think we had said like happy Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay, so you broke up on the 1st.
Yeah.
But that no contact, that was him not want that was him not speaking to you, correct?
It was him being like, I need space, blah blah blah. And that was like not something, because I was like, I understand needing space, but I need to understand the breakup first.
Yes.
Right. And I felt like he wouldn't give that to me. So that was definitely like a
rude
point of contention.
Yeah.
So I was like,
he
you
made
know,
that decision
I was
for
like,
the
don't
two of
come
you.
Come back thinking like everything's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like he kind of thinks things are going to be the same.
Yeah. As in what? Like you guys can be friends, or he wants to get back together with you?
Girl, I don't know. I don't know. So I really don't know.
The last, so he came back on the, he said no contact on the 1st of November. Is that what happened?
I don't remember when he said he needed space, but it was definitely around then.
Okay.
It was definitely in November.
And then he pops in, he's like, hey, what's up? Happy Thanksgiving. You're like, that's weird. Did you say, and you said happy Thanksgiving back to him?
I might have even been the one to say happy Thanksgiving.
Reaching out still because you still hadn't had a conversation of truly understanding why you guys were broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no closure. So I was still like freaking out a little
bit. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So that's something that I've been dealing with.
But wait. So on your birthday, he says happy birthday. And then since then, he's been trying to act like everything is all hunky dory.
Yeah. Like the convo's been like continuing and it's, I will say this was like the healthiest relationship I have been in probably. Like, so I don't want to like sound like I'm being, you know, too angry or anything, but it's definitely a situation where it's like, you know, you ended this, I was brokenhearted, and now that I'm like finally like
moving, like trying, getting yourself together,
getting myself together,
picking up
like
the pieces.
It's like hard to like.
But are the conversations, have you guys at all acknowledged the breakup, or he's just talking about like whatever the fuck?
We're literally talking about nothing, and that's where I'm at. I'm like, okay, at one point, like I don't want to ruin the vibes and make it like uncomfy again, or like, but it's like at some point I have to be like, I literally told you, like,
okay.
Like I am traumatized, sir.
We all, right? I've had an ex come back. You've had an ex come back. I mean, we all have, right?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, she's unforgettable.
I didn't know what you wanted to talk about, what you didn't. So it was a question, even though I knew the answer. we've all had it. Hey, I've been knowing you a long time. Jess and I, by the way, as of this month, have known each other for 10 fucking years.
Aww.
It's a long time.
So we know a lot of shit on each other.
It's not shit on me if I've been the one to say it.
No, I was gonna say.
Fuck you.
how do you feel like she's handling this?
Before we give our opinions on the situation, Charlotte, how are you feeling?
I'm really confused. I don't know how I feel.
Well, do you know what you would like from this situation?
Oh, absolutely not.
You don't even know what you want.
No, I have no idea anymore. My brain is, 'cause
it's confusing,
like,
right?
Marks.
Yeah, because
so
all of a sudden,
confusing.
Are you? Do you? So when I sit, like, when you think about it, are there more pros of being back in a friendship with this person, being in a relationship with this person, or not having this person in your life at all? Like, how do you feel when you think about those three options?
Oh, God, this is all this before noon.
You can cry as well. It's a safe space.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. You're fine.
No, this is someone that I like care about very, very much. Like, I never wanted to be in a place where like I didn't like know what was going on in his life or anything. So it's definitely nice to like have some contact again when you go from like speaking every single day to like not talking at all. It's very weird, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is lovely. I guess the long distance makes it easier. I think I would be like losing my shit if this was like someone I had the potential to like run into. You know?
Right.
But I think that also makes it harder in a way. I mean, I've been saying this to my friends since the breakup. Like, our breakup was basically the most I've been able to understand is that he just couldn't handle the long distance anymore and it was hard. But I was telling my friends, I'm like, it's for me, I think it's easier when the breakup is bad, like when someone's cheated on you, because then it's so much easier to write that person off.
To hate them,
yeah. As opposed to when you still care about each other, but there's just all these like complicated factors. So I think that's why I'm struggling so much with it as well. And it's like I really saw a future with this person.
Yeah.
But then I got hurt so bad and I'm like, I see it all differently now. So it's like,
so wait, really quick too, just a backstory. Obviously we know a lot. So you guys were together for how long?
Like officially, like, I can't remember, like several months, but like, basically, we have talked every single day for like 2 years. So, okay. Like,
did you meet him here?
No. So we actually knew each other from Twitter for like years.
Okay. Okay.
But it was like, I was like going through some stuff when I moved back home and we got like very, very close.
But officially you guys, what?
Let's see, it was like June or July. I can't remember.
4 or 5 months.
Like five or six, together.
You felt like romantically connected to him
for much longer,
over a year.
Yes,
almost 2 years.
Yes. But okay. Has the relationship always been long distance?
Mm-hmm.
And he lives Florida. Not here. Okay, he lives in Florida. Okay.
Do you think that the attachment is just from having him in your life as like a routine? Because that's a long time to have someone to like be constantly talking to that way. Sometimes when things are long distance, you can talk to somebody more because it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's part of it. And then also just like
your feelings for him.
Right. And it's like, it's like comforting. It's like someone that knows everything already and like also someone that was there for me during like a really dark time. So
yeah,
it's like,
trauma bonding's hard.
Yes. So I don't know what the answer is. I've backtracked with like multiple exes before in my life with like varying results.
Yeah.
So it's like,
how did most of those go though?
Well, you know about the fuck Zeebo. I can't believe I just brought that up.
She told me the fuck Zeebo.
There's a story about a gazebo I had sex in with an ex, but I don't know.
Yes, yeah. We've all been there
before.
I mean,
that one was great.
We've all had our version of the fuck Zeebo.
We've all been there.
We all have our own fuck Zeebo.
We've all had sex in a gazebo at least once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, he was like, I never stopped thinking about you. No. This is a different guy. And then he was like, now he's engaged some other girl. So I would say backtracking usually not that great in my experience.
Yeah. And I think that's probably a pretty good conclusion. I would say probably anybody watching, if you've got advice on this too, I think that most people would probably say going back typically doesn't go well. Now, there's going to be a few that would disagree. There's going to be, and there will be some success stories, but typically they don't always usually don't go well.
I do think there's like unfinished business.
Oh, sure.
I think at the bare minimum, I need to like acknowledge what happened and that.
You want to have closure, basically.
I think I.
God.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get that, yeah. But I do think I need to be like, we can't just talk like nothing happened, you know?
Okay. Question from YouTube. Isabel says, not sure if it's already mentioned, but does he have the same feelings for you? You seem to still have the same romantic feelings, but does he?
That's a great question.
Have you even brought it up, or is he just...
Like, there's definitely been some, like, flirting on his end, so I would say I'm assuming yes. But,
okay.
And also, it's me. How could you... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, okay. All right, here's the thing. Jess and I, we have both been in toxic relationships. I mean, so it's not that we don't
my
understand.
My reactions, they are not towards you, Charlotte.
No,
it's towards his behavior.
I know.
It's towards his behavior because it's triggering.
Well, I think honestly, like anything that I'm hearing, I'm like, I think I'm looking at myself because it's like, we've all been here, dude. Mm-hmm. And don't think that you're like alone in this. It's just, I think until you go through these things enough, and trust me, when I say enough, I mean fucking enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell you how many of these fucking kind of situations I've been through where it's like, until like, yeah. You're just like, ugh, okay, enough's enough. Jessica?
What I don't like about the situation and why I don't think that this man has your best interest in mind and that he actually cares for you is because... It's one thing in the beginning to say, I need space and I need to get it together. But he completely left you in the dark, knowing who you are and how you operate, and didn't give you anything to work with. And he knew how that was going to affect you. And it's not like he only did that for a week. He did it for a couple of months, which is fucking hurtful. And then on top of that, now that he creeps into your life, it's not to, hey, I know that I've taken some space and we haven't had this conversation and this is what we need to talk about. It's really just for him to be able to talk to you because he probably is missing the attention as well and is not used to not having that constant 2-year interaction with you, like with you, since that's something that you guys had. And the fact that like you're sitting here still waiting to find out answers that you deserve, you're still catering to whatever the fuck he wants. It's very controlling. It's very manipulative. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care because he would have been like, hey, I'm sorry that I handled it this way. I really needed that time. Okay, cool. Like, let's discuss this. But he hasn't. And like for you to in this moment right now, after the breakup, to still be wondering if you're even allowed to bring it up or you're still waiting for him to bring it up and for you to be like, I don't want to mess up the vibes, girl.
Yeah.
They're your vibes. Like, what do you mean?
That's true. Yeah, and I will say I got very pissed because he had been like, I'll be the one to reach out to you because I need space. And then the other day he was like, oh, like, send me this thing if you think of it. Like, I want to read what you're reading or something. And I was like, you literally told me not to talk to you. Like, no, you don't get my reading material now that you want it. Like, I don't know. Man, who is cutting onions in here? It's getting a little...
No, it's totally okay. It's just very frustrating when it's like... This person is just getting what he wants from you for his own self, whatever. Right. Whatever is going to make him feel good, whatever he wants. And I think it's like, it is emotionless, like for him to think that that wouldn't affect you in any kind of way. For him to be like, hey, happy birthday. So like, oh my God, it's like 80 degrees outside. That's crazy. Like, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's almost like you're literally in the text conversation the way we actually were talking
because,
about the weather. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. Because he's doing whatever he can to still have whatever contact with you he can. And it's going to be on his terms.
Like, I was barely functional. I don't care what the weather's like in Florida.
Exactly. Yeah. So obviously do whatever you need to do. And sometimes what's really sucks and hurtful and toxic is sometimes you really have to run it into the ground for you to walk away. And we've 100%. All been in those situations. And like, if that's what this is for you, if this is like, if that's going to be the lesson from the situation, then learn it. Cause everyone has to go through that stuff. But if I were to give you advice from my own experience, the answer would be to block him on everything and never talk to him again.
Oh, girl, I'm a Capricorn. I'm so loyal.
but loyal to what? Like, why are you loyal to someone that doesn't care about you? I think that's what's so crazy is that he used your birthday as a manipulative move. That's what people do.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable. He knew you were drinking. He knew that, like, you were, it's the first birthday without him. Like, that's not accidental. That's on purpose.
Hard truths right now in the studio.
I think Jess said it the advice. Best. Like, it's really it's, good advice. It's good advice, but I think a lot of these lessons can't be taught.
Oh, no.
Through words. No. Like, you can hear us 100 times. Yeah. And this is what I think I had to learn the hard way. It's like, you're going to hear these and they're going to logically make sense. Like, I know you're listening to us and you're like, yep. Like, right. These are like, check, yep.
Yeah.
But you're going to, the second we're done today, you're going to go home and get a text from and be like, well.
Because sometimes it's an addiction as well.
Yeah, no, and it's 100%. And like, yeah. I think whatever you decide to do is going to be the right thing that you need to do to like figure this shit out. Because I think that if you don't feel like you need to cut him off, it's not going to be the right decision. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but if you genuinely in your heart are not ready to cut him off, it's not going to be the right decision. It's not. Like, you're really going to like, and I'm going to tell you, that Jess and I are absolutely correct. If you proceed with this, it will absolutely be a rocky road.
It's going to get worse.
It will get worse. I don't think either of us foresee this leading back to, as someone that sees this emotionless, right?
We see right, this, exactly. That's why we're able to say
right.
that.
Right.
We okay. don't see this ending the way that you do. But also there's nothing that we can say or do that will prove that to you. So it's
but
almost
also,
like,
I think you guys think I'm way more like gung ho on this than I am.
No.
Because like, I'm very like, I don't even know what I want anymore.
No, of course. After being,
but maybe, lie, but maybe just, that's it. Maybe that's where it has to start. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got it. Maybe that's where it doesn't start with him and what the fuck he wants. It starts with you and what do you want?
I will say it's been really nice being single again.
Well, there you go. Like, so don't forget that.
It's hard. It is hard being long distance. Like, it's fun being able to flirt. Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. So yeah. It's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the answers.
Yeah. Really quick, I just want to drop, if like this conversation is speaking to you, because I feel like anytime we have these conversations, we'll get like multiple DMs about, oh my God, I'm going to do the same thing. There's an awesome book out there called the Breakup Bootcamp that I was recommended when I was going through one of these. It is awesome. It chapter by chapter, it kind of breaks down the science of breakups through like what love is chemically doing to you, why you're attached to somebody, and like the steps that you can take very scientifically and emotionally, and like the ways that you can go by to actually like of why you're feeling the way you are, how to get through it. And it's an awesome book. It's called the Breakup Bootcamp, and it's really good. You can DM me. I'll send you a link. So
awesome.
But what, just know this. I've been through some fucking really shit ass situations like this, but if I did not go through them and really fuck up, and make some, in my mind now, not great choices, I don't think I would be as prepared to make some really good choices in future relationships.
That's how it always works. I feel like when you're going through the hardest times of your life, you really can't see how you can get out of this and how it's going to get better. But you always get to the other side.
Yeah.
And when you get to the other side, you realize it's actually what has made you who you are. And I can say now I am thankful for everything that I've been through and that has happened to me and that I've done, because it's made me who I am. And like, for the first time, I've never liked myself this much than I do right now and at this time.
Yeah.
But the only way to get there is to go through all that shit.
The shit, bro. You got to go through the shit. Isabel says, it seems like you are there for his benefit only. You can only get attached. You can't get attached this bad. It will only hurt.
Girl, we're 2 years too late, but I hear you.
All right. We're going to talk about awkward hookups today, but we'll save that for next installment. It's good to be back with you, man. It's cold as all ding-dongs out here in Maryland, man.
I know. It is really cold.
Yeah.
How long? How long? I'm
What?
26 degrees outside. Feels like 14.
Yeah. So if you're listening, if you're a California friend, Arizona friend, West Coast friend, Florida friend, yo, fuck you. Okay.
Especially Florida.
No, thanks a lot for checking out the show. We'll be back next week. Jessica, how do we find you?
Just do it. JESSDUITT on IG and all socials.
If you would like to slide into Charlotte's DM, she's kind of single. She's kind of single. You know how it goes. Everyone's always kind of single, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Charlotte, how do we get you?
I'm at PTSD Diva.
Yep. And I'm That Guy Kramer. Podcast is back. How about that? We're the cockroach podcast that won't die.
Oh my God, please. That needs to be somewhere for us. Can that be like the somewhere. Saying of our show?
Can we make shirts?
I thought it was dead. I literally thought it was dead.
We are the cockroach that won't die.
You're actually writing it down. I love it.
It's going on its fourth year. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. And search us out. All right. Hey, Happy New Year. Seriously, y'all have been supporting us for many, 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 many years. Since it's we're now in our fifth year now. So thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you back here next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.